This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Nicolette Pace, registered dietitian and nutritionist and chef, in our at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about ways to detoxify your breakfast. I've always said that breakfast is very overrated. And aside from maybe a little bit of protein, maybe an egg or a little piece of fish, you don't really need to eat a lot of food first thing in the morning. Especially you don't need to eat a lot of the foods that that comprise the standard American breakfast. Cereals and bacons and muffins and donuts. There's all kinds of crazy things we eat first thing in the morning, and probably that has something to do with the fact that we are the most obese country on the planet, the most obese country in the history of the planet. We'll talk to Nicola Pace about breakfast. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, please head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website. Off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to start a longevity business, start a home-based business, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Nicolette Pace will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about breakfast, 5 ways to detoxify your breakfast, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So last we spoke, we were talking about dietary lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, lectins. Most of you guys have probably heard of lectins. They've been kind of in the mainstream consciousness for probably the last year, couple of years. I first heard about lectins in pharmacy school, and then Dr. Peter Adamo, in his book Eat Right for Your Type, which I think came out in the 90s, he didn't really mention them. I don't think he mentioned lectins by name. He called them agglutinins. Agglutinins, as the name implies, glob up or glute up red blood cells. They cause red blood cells to stick together. And Dr. Peter Adamo noticed that certain blood types have a tendency to respond to certain substances in specific ways. He put various foods into various petri dishes with different types of blood in it, type O blood and all the various different blood types that there are.
And he noticed that certain foods cause certain blood types to have red blood cells that globbed up, and he created a whole school of thought called Eat Right for Your Type. Now, whether or not you believe in Eat Right for Your Type, the point is that there are substances in foods, particularly in fruits and vegetables, that cause red blood cells to glob up. These substances we now call lectins, and approximately 30% of the foods that comprise the standard American diet contain lectins, some of which are resistant enough to get into the bloodstream through the digestive system, particularly if you have leaky gut problems. These lectins have binding properties. They bind with cell membranes. They especially bind with what's called the glycocalyx. Lectins are designed to bind to carbohydrates. Technically, lectins are proteins that they're said to be carbohydrate-binding proteins. They bind to carbohydrates because cells are coated with carbohydrates, this glycocalyx, that is. Lectins can interfere with cell chemistry. They stick to these carbohydrate areas on top of a cell, and they are thought to be responsible for a lot of health issues. Dr. Stephen Gundry's written a lot about this, the plant paradox and the longevity paradox. He's got all kinds of YouTube videos, and he's got supplements. He's become very popular by talking about lectins in a really easy to understand way. If you really want to understand lectins, get the book The Plant Paradox. Longevity Paradox is kind of a derivative, so get The Plant Paradox. Now, Dr. Gundry dramatizes the importance of lectins, and they are important. I'm not minimizing it, but the human body has evolved to deal with lectins. Not everybody's going to have problems with lectins. It's not like they're a universal boogeyman. You do have mechanisms inside your body that handle lectins. For example, your saliva is one way that we handle lectins. Hydrochloric acid is another way we handle lectins. In general, mucousy, slimy things help us handle lectins. That's because lectins don't only come from foods. They're also one of the mechanisms of action, of the negative actions, of bacteria. That's how we started talking about lectins here, because we were talking about H. pylori, the bacteria that lives in the stomach. H. pylori bacteria, like other bacteria, use lectins to stick to things. Lectins are like Velcro. Technically, they call them carbohydrate-binding proteins, but if you want to just get a metaphor for it, just think of Velcro. They're proteins that have a Velcro-like effect. I call them Velcro. And they stick to things. They stick to cells. They interfere with cell chemistry. They cause disease. They also stick to parts of the body, like the stomach, for example. In the case of H. pylori, E. coli will stick to the urinary tract. That's why you may have heard of using mannose for E. coli infections or for bladder infections. Mannose is a sugar. And it has a sliming property. Actually, mannose can divert E. coli, so that E. coli sticks to the mannose that you take supplementally and doesn't stick to your intestine. That's one of the ways mannose works to treat bladder infections. Mucousy, slimy substances can help slime lectins away. That's one of the reasons why you want to chew your food, because you got mucousy, slimy stuff in your saliva. Chew your food really well. By chewing your food really well and having the saliva contact the lectins in food, you can minimize some of the damaging effects of lectins. So the human body has evolved to deal with lectins. So it's not like they're all bad and you got to stay away from fruits and vegetables. A lot of people are thinking they got to stay away from vegetables and fruits because of this lectin phenomenon. That's not the case. They can present problems for some people, but the human body does have a way of dealing with lectins. Lectins are defensive molecules. They are ways that plants protect themselves. So, yes, it's true that plants are good for you. Vegetables and fruits have wonderful nutritional value. And yes, it's true that they also have some problems associated with them. But that doesn't mean you have to stay away from them. It just means you have to recognize that plants don't want to be eaten, so they produce defensive molecules that are designed to punish animals that would eat them. By the way, gluten can be thought of as a kind of lectin. But it's not just gluten. A lot of people are staying away from gluten, and they think that, oh, well, I'm gluten-free. I can eat whatever the heck I want. That's not true. There are gluten-like substances, gluten-like lectins in rice, for example. There are gluten-like lectins in beans. There are gluten-like lectins in all kinds of things. So just because you're gluten-free doesn't mean you're going to be lectin-free and doesn't mean you're going to be out of the woods. So these defensive molecules, and there are a whole bunch of defensive molecules that are not lectins, like phytoestrogens and flavonoids. In general, these defensive molecules can create problems, but also these defensive molecules have some benefits too. We know bioflavonoids are incredibly important as stress management molecules. You gotta use your ability to critically think. You can't just have a blanket opinion about lectins, about plants, and about staying away from certain things. You gotta kinda, there's a little more subtlety, a little more gray area here.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open. We're talking to Nicolette Pace at the bottom of the hour, 5 ways to detoxify your breakfast. And we'll get your calls here if we have calls, 844-236-6010, this segment. We're talking about lectins. Gluten is a type of lectin. There's no real specific classification of lectins, but generally speaking, lectins are proteins that bind to carbohydrates. They're a fundamental mechanism of action of bacteria. Bacteria use their lectin-like attachments to be able to stick to parts of the body, whether it's the bladder, in the case of the bacteria called E. coli, or in the case of H. pylori, they bind to the stomach. And these lectin-like attachments not only are associated with bacteria's ability to stick to parts of the body, but they're also associated with gumming up the works of cells. So in general, lectins can cause problems. The human body has evolved mechanisms for dealing with lectins, one of which is saliva. Another is hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And this is one of the major reasons, or one reason anyway, why you want to make sure that you're producing enough stomach acid, or using things like betaine, HCl, for stomach acid. We also have gut bacteria, and we have oral bacteria as well, which have evolved to be able to consume and digest and process lectins. And using bacteria's ability to process lectins is also the idea behind fermentation of seeds and sprouting seeds. Fermentation, particularly sprouting, is also a mechanism for breaking down lectins. The mucosal layer in the intestine is also designed to act as a barrier to lectins. This is one reason why you want to make sure that your intestine is intact. Interestingly, lectins can interfere with the actions of the mucosal layer in the intestine, leading to problems with lectins and also problems with leaky gut, and then problems with lectins in the circulatory system. In fact, this whole idea of lectins in the circulatory system, as well as small pieces of protein called peptides in the circulatory system, is behind autoimmunity. And as I've said many times, this is the link between foods and autoimmunity that's missed by the medical model. This is why everybody who has an autoimmune disease, when they stop eating, will feel better. Obviously, you have to eat, but when you fast for a day or two, or even just restricting your calories, you're going to notice you're feeling better if you have an autoimmune problem. So lectins are sticky substances. They gum up cellular chemistry. They have a net effect of disrupting biochemical reactions, ultimately leading to disease. Probably the most important source of lectins, by no means the only source, but the most important source of lectins is going to be seeds. Obviously, seeds are important, and nature does not want its seeds being eaten. Sometimes when I say that, people will tell me about how it's important for seeds to be, for animals eat seeds so that they can spread them. Birds especially will eat seeds so they can spread the seeds. That's really not necessarily the case in terms of lectin contamination or lectin poisoning or lectin interactions, because those seeds are not digested. It's when a seed is chopped up that the lectins are released, and nature does not want that. Nature doesn't mind seeds being intact, being digested and excreted intact. What nature does not want is for the seeds to be chopped up in the digestive system, and that's why when an animal eats seeds, the lectins are released, and that animals, by animals I'm including human beings, and health havoc can result. Seeds, when I talk about seeds, I'm talking about nuts, I'm talking about beans, and I'm talking about grains, as well as the kind of seeds most of us ordinarily think about. Nuts are seeds, beans are seeds and grains. And by the way, beans are especially lectin-rich. This is why beans have such a bad reputation when it comes to people who have digestive conditions. Also, grains, of course, also are a problem. And just because a grain doesn't have gluten in it, as I said before, went to break, doesn't mean you're out of the woods. There are non-gluten-like lectins, or non-gluten lectins, in millet, in sorghum, in corn, in rice, in soy, and all kinds of other things. So you don't, just because you're eating your flour-containing product gluten-free doesn't mean you're out of the woods. And gluten, some people will say it's a lectin, some people will say it's not a lectin. So there's no real strict classification, but certainly gluten does have lectin-like effects. So de facto, it is like a lectin. The biggest thing that lectins do, or one of the biggest things they do, is they cause red blood cells to gum up. When red blood cells gum up, all kinds of things happen. First of all, you get inflammatory reactions and immune reactions inside the blood. That's one of the major causes of dirty blood. You also get nutrient deficiencies associated with this agglutinizing property of lectins. You also get oxygen deficiencies secondary to the agglutinizing properties of lectins. It deprives cells of oxygen. And perhaps most importantly, when you have this inflammatory effect, you also end up with leaky gut. And you also end up with inflammation in the digestive system. And from there, it's a short jump to autoimmunity. Because there's similarities in the protein structure between the protein structure of lectins and tissues and organs, in other words, the protein structure, the peptide structure, the amino acid sequences of lectins is similar to the amino acid sequences of many tissues and organs, you get cross-reactivity. The immune system will attack the lectin, but because the lectin kind of sort of looks like amino acids in various tissues and organs, you get a cross-reactivity, and this is another mechanism of autoimmunity that is not recognized by the mainstream medical model. Reading from the journal Alternative Therapies in Health and Medicine, June 2015, quote, shared amino acid motifs between dietary lectins, exogenous peptides, and various body tissues may lead to cross-reactivity, resulting in the production of antibodies against lectins and bacterial antigens, followed by autoimmunity. It's right out of the journal. That's a quote. And I don't know why medical professionals don't recognize this. This is not a secret. This is another reason why you want to make sure you're processing your food correctly, because if you don't digest your proteins, if you're short on hydrochloric acid, if you're short on digestive enzymes, if you're not chewing your food appropriately, if you get big chunks of protein, or relatively big chunks of protein, undigested protein, in the blood, in the digestive system, and you have leaky gut, those can leak into the bloodstream, and those can initiate cross-reactivity. Are you getting the idea here that the digestive system and the foods we eat are playing a major role in how healthy or not healthy we are? It seems to me tragic that we spend so much money on drugs and on health, on medical strategies and on doctor's visits. And all we really need to be doing is changing the way we eat and improving our body's ability to process foods. It's not that difficult. Get on your ultimate enzymes. Make sure you're using acid support strategies, including apple cider vinegar with your meals, and substances like betaine HCl, stimulating bile production with Swedish bitters or stomach bitters, making sure you're supporting bile production with lecithin, bile salts, the amino acid, or the vitamin-like substance choline. Even just straight betaine can help. There's all kinds of strategies we have at our disposal that involve nothing more than changing the way we eat and supporting our digestive system, our ability to process foods, that can completely change the prognosis of almost all health challenges, particularly autoimmunity and immune reactions. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Actually, scratch that. We've got Nicolette Pace coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about five ways to detoxify your breakfast. Leave it right here on the Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star, now playing in the Czech Republic, continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News Dan Naraki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side. Time for Arms to Spend. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific at 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also BrightsideBen.com. We have an archive page. Got about 10 years worth of Bright Side episodes with a search engine. If you miss a program, want to review a program, or have a specific subject that you're interested in, go to BrightsideBen.com or BenFuchsArchives.com and check out our archive page. You can also purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. If you'd like to join the Brightside Ben team, you can click on the Join the Team link or call 866-735-2470. And also, please check out our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. All our True treatments were formulated as wound healing products, but as it turns out, the most powerful, beautifying, anti-wrinkle products you could put, anti-aging products you could put on your skin, also heal the skin. And that's why we have over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. And purchase Truth Treatments at truthtreatments.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Nicolette Pace is a registered dietitian. She's the founder of Nutrisource, Inc. website, Nutrisource, NutriSource.org. And she's been on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News. She's been published in the New York Times, 17 Magazine, Men's Journal, pretty much all over the place here. She's also a contributing writer for Minerva Place and an adjunct professor of nutrition at the City University of New York and Touro College. We are going to talk to Nicolette Pace about five ways to detoxify your breakfast. Good morning, Nicolette. Thanks for coming on the Bright Side.
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for having me on. It's fantastic to be here.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited to speak to you because I have always said, and I don't know if you're going to agree or disagree. I'd like to hear your take. But I have always said breakfast is very overrated. And you... And a lot of our
gold mines think alike.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
We've got to really work with this.
So much of our breakfast, so much of our understandings about breakfast are based on marketing because there's a lot of money to be made in cereals.
Right. Yeah, and that's actually one of my main contentions. Of, you know, break the word apart. You know, you've heard break fast.
That's right.
But most people are eating all night, way into the night. So I mean, we're not breaking really anything. That's number one. Number two, the choices of the breakfast are strictly cultural and ethnic. So if you look around the world and you see what people are really eating for their first meal of the day, it varies. I mean, for example, let's say in the Middle East or in Israel, we're eating like combinations of salads and let's say
salad for breakfast.
Right.
Salad for breakfast.
Yeah. Actually, that's one of my favorites. I'm not Israeli, but I mean, I definitely. It doesn't matter what you have. I mean, you could be in the Nordic countries. Everybody has something different. But this American phenomenon, which began with Kellogg.
Yeah.
In the late 19th century, and it was a different cereal than it occurs now. And I'm not beating up on Kellogg's, but it came to mind in working with tens of thousands of patients. As you know, you kind of part of an interview would involve analyzing your intake, et cetera. But it came to me is that people normally gravitate towards cereal because cereal eaters are thinner and healthier, et cetera, et cetera. So they buy into it. The cereal choices and the way that they use them and the portion sizes just becomes a disaster. And
the sugar too.
Yeah, like all of them. So I grouped them into, five representations of cereals, you know, without naming brand names, but they all kind of fell into five different categories. And, you got to understand what they're about. There's nothing wrong with having it, especially if you like it, but you really got to understand what you're eating. So,
well, hang on a second. Do you think there's nothing wrong with having I don't even know the name brands, but they're like cookie cereal and ice cream cereal and like cereals with like they're just almost like candy, right?
Well, actually, exactly, and that's one of my categories. So, it kind of started with the kids cereal, and kids cereals were classically just candies. And mm-hmm. What I want to tell is that basically, if you move up into the next category, which is adult healthy cereals, but now we're adding like nuts and dried fruit. I mean, that's
the candy.
Loved as well.
To the candy. We're basically adding nuts and dried fruit to the candy.
They're like supercharged, and depending on the portion size, because those types of cereals are heavier and denser, so portion sizes are going down to 3/4 of a cup. And when I interview a patient, I'm like, well, how much cereal do you have? Well, so a bowl. Guess what? A bowl varies between a cup up to 6 cups. Depends on who's using what size cereal bowl. So before you know it, the breakfast, depending on whatever it is going to jump up there to sometimes 800 calories of just. And frankly, I don't see it any different than one of those ginormous muffins or mm-hmm. just having a piece of coffee cake.
How much of that whole idea of having coffee cake and muffins and candy for breakfast is due to the fact that we hate our lives? And it's like a reward. It's like a reward for having to go to work or for having to get up out of bed.
Like the morning after, it's like, who am I?
It's like we hate going to work. We hate having to get out of bed. And so at least we can start. We can have like a treat or something to reward us or induce us to start our day.
Well, interesting. Conversely, there's actually more studies that are showing like having actually a sweet at breakfast actually curtails the sweet a craving later on in the day. So it's actually the opposite. And it was one of the things that kind of got sort of semi-exploited with the really actually excellent evidence on having chocolate. Chocolate for breakfast, and I have done that multiple times. And
what do you mean by chocolate, though? You mean like a Snickers bar, or you mean a piece of dark chocolate, or you mean cocoa powder?
Well, there's two proponents. One is actually to have a dessert at the breakfast, and you kind of get it out of your system, and you're not like lambing into it later in the day. But then there's also the superfood qualities of cocoa, and then mixing it in with different things, and it's very satisfying. It is one of a rare superfood, cocoa.
Well, cocoa's not chocolate, though. Cocoa's different from chocolate.
Well, it's the essence. It still contains, you know, the chemicals, the bromine, and all the other benefits. It's a unique food in that respect.
It is. It's a power food. It's totally power food.
So, you know, guess what? Now everybody, you know, you see chocolate in the cereals, et cetera, et cetera. So whatever comes out of nutrition, and certainly I always like to get behind everything into the ideology and help people to understand what it's about, but be cautious as to as soon as this like new information comes out, it's exploited, it gets thrown into a food, and everybody wants a black and white answer. And it isn't. Nutrition is an art and a science, and it's very, very fluid. And we tend to forget how delicious food is, and we keep beating it up.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Is we like stereotypes. It's much easier to think that way, and that's not just true about foods, but it's especially true about how we eat. It's like I'm talking today on the program about lectins, and it's like there's all these gray area. People, I'm sure you've heard all the publicity out now about how vegetables and plant material contain these lectins that are associated with disease, but it turns out that they're not necessarily all bad, and that you can sometimes lectins can actually have beneficial values. Yeah.
Well, they do, but I mean, you know, you have to look at what the, you know, the anti-lectin diet. I mean, to me, it looks like it's got the origins of what sparked the whole, gluten movement.
There is. What do you think about that?
Allergies, and there's definitely true gluten sensitivity, but it's exploited now, so everybody thinks, you know, those glutens are the terrible people in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
And everybody's trying to avoid them, and there are foods that contain gluten that are good for you, that have nutritional value, and there are foods that don't have gluten that are problematic. I mean,
it's when you do an extreme diet, let's say a raw diet. Now, you know, that's not what's supposed to be, but cooking a lot of these legumes, it just neutralizes the lectins, so it becomes a...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Nicolette Pace, nutritionist and dietitian, about breakfast and cereal. So what are, your blurb says here, Nicolette, five ways to detoxify your breakfast. Let's talk about that.
Well, looking at the categories of the breakfast that are the notorious offenders, and a savvy consumer and health-conscious folk would look at exactly what's behind it. So the kids' cereal, notoriously laden with sugar. So look out for cereals that have more, 10 or more grams of sugar per the serving. That's number one. The next category is, okay, take the sugar out. Look at unsweetened grain cereal, which are like the flakes and the puffs, those kind of things. But the understanding of the portion size, one cup of these foods don't really do much. When you would measure them out and look at them, you would say, well, that looks like a little snack to me. So people overconsume on them because they're light, and in order to satisfy an appetite, you're going to have to consume several bowls of those cereals, which then brings up your intake of refined carbohydrates. The adult cereals, which is a lot of them out there now, manufacturers are throwing everything into them, soup to nuts, really nuts, dried fruit, and it really ramps up the calories. The portion size goes down, but it's very similar in my mind to like almost like an oatmeal cookie. With a vitamin pill stuck to it. So be careful with that. I think it needs to be part of a breakfast that would sustain you and be a little bit more filling. This way you'd be able to keep to the portion size. The oatmeal is really notorious because everyone's like, oh, gung-ho on the oatmeal.
Yeah.
But depends. Yeah, but you
what's your take
don't
on
realize
that?
It.
What's your take on oatmeal?
Yeah, well, people don't realize it because in like doing the instant oatmeal, it involves cutting it, rolling it, pressing it, and then partially cooking it, so it's pretty much pre-digested already, which
wow.
then makes it more glycemic, so it's fast-absorbing, and it has a greater blood sugar impact.
So hang on, real quick. So the instant oatmeal is pre-processed, so it's got a higher glycemic index than ordinary oatmeal, correct?
Yeah, because it's already done the work that the body usually does. Steel-cut oats and others, people are shy away from that because it's time-consuming. But what I do is I make them in advance. I make them in a bulk. And then, you just take out what you want and heat it up. It's done. And it's quite delicious. And you can do that with a multitude of all kinds of grains. There's so many cooked grains that are absolutely delicious. You should shy away from them.
do you have a way of using grains for breakfast, like making your own cereal? If not cereal, your own cereal-like food, basically?
I mix cereals, actually. Like, I take something I like that may be one of those puffs, but then I add something in there that's fibrous or something like that. But
What do you buy? What kind of box cereal do you buy?
Well, I look for cereals that are for 1 ounce that they're going to be around 100 calories. That's going to be pretty close to the carbohydrate calories per gram, which means there's nothing added in it. They always mix in some type of a higher brand or fiber.
Name some brands. Name some brands.
There's Brand Buds. There's All Brand. There's Fiber One. There's Weetabix, and they're all fantastic for baking, for cooking. There's also a brand like Flakes. It's like a powder thing, and they can be easily added to not just cereals, et cetera, but you can cook with them and you can use that as like a half breadcrumb substitute if you're making like a meat mixture.
How about wheat germ?
Yes, so wheat germ, that actually taps into another one of my concepts. It's an old-fashioned thing, but it's very good. It's especially great for kids. It's got all of those healthy fats in there, plus the nutrients, and it's almost like a supplement, and it mm-hmm. can be easily added, a tablespoon or two. Yes, definitely. You can also throw in some flax seeds, too. Things. So you can, make your own creation. You have them on stock, and you make it for your taste. And it doesn't even have to be for breakfast. I mean, late in the night, people are looking for cookies. You know, that's usually the time I'm looking for. I will go with the cereal sometimes,
and tasty. What about protein for breakfast?
Absolutely. Protein at every meal. It has to be. We don't have a tremendous storage space for protein like we do, let's say, for fat and glucose. And excess glucose becomes fat. With protein, there's an amino acid pool, and it lasts for hours. But it is important to strategically make sure you get protein at every meal. To help with appetite, to also support body tissues, et cetera. And that's a very important thing, and people just don't do that. They do, like, high-carb meals, pretty much most of the time. And those are comfort foods.
How about just protein for breakfast, like a piece of fish?
It's fine, but that sometimes falls into a different regimen or a different type of diet, and it depends on what the goal is. So, I'll fashion a diet based on a person's needs. If it's a bariatric case, sometimes I'll drop carbs down to 60 grams a day to stimulate ketosis. But, I mean, this is a medical program that I do.
What do you think of the ketogenic diet?
I did a story for CBS on this. We actually did a keto vegan diet. So, in other words, doing keto without the animal product. It's unbelievable what you would have to do. There's so many restrictions on it. And
how do you get protein? How do you get protein without animal? Without you just do beans?
Well, you're using the plant products, but it's very hard to do. I mean, you've got to be a fan of the vegetable sources of protein that are complete, and they're not that many. It's quinoa. There's buckwheat, and there's soy. And, people don't know how to use soy. I love it, but, a lot of people don't know what to do. It's another one of those sad things. I mean, look, if it works, then it's fine. But, I don't know, restricting too many foods, it just seems to be going against nature. I've looked
everything
at many,
we
many
do, foods. Everything we do is going against nature, Nicolette. That's like what
we're
human
wild.
Beings do.
We're completely wild. We go crazy, and then we have to, believe me, it's... I could probably write some kind of a comedic show at this point. Just what people have done and what I have heard is unbelievable.
So what do you think about the relationship between the way we eat and COVID?
You mean the effect of COVID this year?
The impact that this virus is having on us from a health perspective and the way we eat and the standard American diet.
Well, yeah, it's spit off all kinds of other things. I mean, from actual physical limitations where gyms are closed and, inability to social, that has a big impact, people also nervous and, vibing more. That's for sure. I've overheard that in parking lots of people just like liquor stores, forget it. Really, and
it's like lines around the block. Sometimes it's
yeah,
the liquor stores.
And frankly, considering some others who maybe had inherent problems in the first place, drugs that's going through the roof. So it's very, very stressful. So if there was an underlying stress ticker in there in the first place, this just blossoms in into some serious problems. And for others, it's been difficult. Folks who are used to just kind of getting meals out, cooking is a lost art. I happen to be a chef. I've been cooking since I was a child. But it's like, you know, people are thrown into, I don't know how to do this. Many in Manhattan, they don't even have kitchens. They just have, like, an area where they warm up stuff. And, you know, restaurants closed. Wow. You know, they had a big impact. So people are scrambling to say, you know, what are we going to eat and stuff. So I don't know. I think probably a lot of this is probably made it even harder to procure some of the ingredients that you need for some of these extreme diets.
What?
The raw food diet. Like, and based on lectins, I mean, that's actually the number one, evidence, the reason why you should not necessarily go with a completely raw food diet.
Because of lectins?
Well, yeah, because that's uh-huh. where they're highest. Like, if you eat a raw string bean, because that's a legume, I mean, then you're going to get a higher concentration.
Yeah.
And the other thing is with too high a source of, fiber or fibrous vegetables, like pulses and grains, if you look at, let's say, the Middle East area, in addition to having too much fiber, let's say wheat bran, et cetera, it has phytates in it, and phytates binds to zinc. And what ends up happening, it causes poor sexual generation, like in the genital area. So,
so hang on, though.
I want, kids, so.
What's your take on percentage of raw foods to cooked foods? You don't mean no raw foods. You mean there should be a percentage, no?
No, it actually has to do with some foods are the nutrients are more bioavailable.
But I mean, what percentage of your diet should be raw foods to cooked foods? And we're out of time here, so real quick.
I don't know, let's say a quarter.
25% raw?
A third. Let's go with a third. Salads,
a third raw.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Nicolette, we're out of time. Thank you so much. How do people
Thanks,
get a hold
Ben.
Of you? Off your website?
Nutrisource.org. Anytime.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Thanks for coming on, Nicolette. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, Nicolette Pace, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.